Today is the solstice, one of the two times during the year when the sun is farthest from the equator. It's what we call the longest day of summer in the northern hemisphere, the shortest day of winter in the south. Either way, it's a good excuse for a party. Jenny Dean is at a research base off the coast of Antarctica.
We've been here for a few months already, and it's become darker and colder. And this marks a special day when it will start becoming lighter and the sun will rise again. And I think that's a moment that everyone's looking forward to.
Dean and her colleagues have plans for the day.
We've decided to have a group photo outside at midday. So there's a group photo of us at midday in midwinter. And then we'll settle down to a feast, which will last from about 2 o'clock into the evening.
Might as well eat when it's freezing cold and pitch black outside. Dean says she doesn't know what's for dinner, but dessert will probably be ice cream. Researchers eat a lot of ice cream at the South Pole.
We do. We can't get enough of the cold.
About 10,000 miles and two seasons away, Joyce McCombs will be wearing shorts and hosting a barbecue in Delta Junction, Alaska.
It's kind of a rite of passage, in fact, to say, yes, I saw the midnight sun on solstice. It's a very big deal.
These days, it's light for the entire day in Delta Junction. McCombs says when Alaskans go to barbecues on the solstice, they bring their watches.
At midnight, a lot of people do this. They throw out their left arm with one or more decorative watches attached, and someone snaps a picture, which people are often accused of saying, you just set those clocks. It's not midnight. It's not really that sunny at midnight. But truly, it is. See, this is our reward for suffering through December 21st. And just thoughts of summer solstice are what get you through the winter.
Joyce McCombs of Delta Junction, Alaska, where today, as in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, it's the year's longest period of daylight.